The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for September 8th. Today's word is bas-relief, spelled as two hyphenated words as they would be in French, bas-relief. Bas-relief is a noun that is used in art to mean a sculptural relief in which the projection from the surrounding surface is slight and no part of the modeled form is undercut. It also means sculpture executed in bas-relief. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Berkshire Eagle. Lorraine Hansberry's 60-year-old American classic about a black family in Chicago's South Side in the 1950s that has a shot at the American dream is given a volatile production that, like a bas-relief, brings out details and layers that have not been so clearly defined in more traditional approaches. The best way to understand the meaning of the term bas-relief is to see one, and the easiest way to do that is to look at a penny, nickel, or other coin and examine the raised images on it. They're all bas-reliefs. English speakers adopted bas-relief from the French term bas-relief, where bas means low and relief means raised work, during the mid-1600s. Earlier, we borrowed the synonymous basso-rilievo from Italian. The French and Italian terms have common ancestors, and in fact, the French word is likely a translation of the Italian, but English speakers apparently borrowed the two independently. Bas-relief is more prevalent in English today, although the Italian-derived term has not disappeared completely from the language. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.